The Hillsborough County Commission is going into show business. Wednesday, the board committed $250,000 in subsidies to lure a feature film called The Infiltrator. It's based on a nonfiction book set mainly in Tampa by a local author. He worked for the Drug Enforcement Agency investigating banks laundering money for Pablo Escobar's Medellin cartel. Commissioner Ken Hagan says the county's financial incentive to snare the film is about a third of what was originally discussed.
I want the board to know that this commitment is not for a closing fund where you give money up front with no strings attached. That's where the state's gotten into problems and some of their incentives in the past. The money is given post-production, only after the approved thresholds have been met and documentation has been provided.
Dale Gordon is executive director of the Tampa Hillsborough Film and Digital Media Commission. She says homegrown productions like The Infiltrator have the most economic benefit for the region.
With this project, the economic impact, obviously, we've talked about looking at about $20 million locally, several hundred jobs, 2,400 plus room nights into the area. If it was a straightforward state incentive, we've already said that they have been pre-qualified at the state level, but there is currently no tax credits. The problem that we get into with this project in particular is that their official start date was supposed to be March 10th. They have a 45-day window, but session will not be done until after the project needs to make their decision whether or not they are going to come. So with that, the local incentive is somewhat of a safeguard for them.
Gordon mentioned one reason few films have been produced in Tampa in recent years is because of the county's record on human rights. For example, for 8 years, until last June, the commission forbade official Hillsborough County recognition of gay pride events. Commissioner Al Higginbotham also got the board to approve an additional $50,000 in subsidy for a separate film.
There is also another movie that is being filmed and worked on here, and it's called Seven Hindusties, and that's a story about seven Indians who are coming to Tampa. To go to college, and it is a positive story. It's not an Animal House type movie, but it is going to be featured around the world, in India, throughout the U.S., with a focus on Tampa.
Next month, Tampa will host an International Film Awards ceremony, sometimes called the Bollywood Oscars. The 15th International Indian Film Academy Weekend and Awards will be from April 23rd through 26th. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.